Good morning, folks. This is Tyler Fleming. You're listening to Fear Rock Gym and Coffee Shop. How's it going? This morning, as has become customary, I'm recording on my way to work. Got my coffee. Got my waffle cookie. Amazing stuff. Sorry.
That's probably really loud.
And so rude, but also so good. So, I would like to record some things this morning that is going to make me a little bit vulnerable, but also I think is super important if I'm going to do this process any justice, right? Because I think what can happen is we live in this abstract world where everything's all good, we're all good, everything's all good, and that's not really how it is. Days are hard, life can get stressful, and mental health and all sorts of health is a real issue that a lot of people are faced with. And I personally, for maybe the first time in a long time, maybe first time ever, I'm not really sure, am feeling a bit of what might be called depressive or depression-like symptoms of just constant fatigue, tired, not feeling the same sort of drive to do things as I have. I'm feeling sad and all sorts of stuff. And I'm not a doctor, so I cannot diagnose myself. And two, not to belittle anyone who truly struggles with depression, because I know and love a lot of people who do. But I typically struggle with anxiety, which is the very high strung side of the thing. And lately I've been on the other side of that spectrum, which maybe is a good thing, right? Maybe what I'm feeling is normal. Maybe it's not, I don't know. But I haven't been feeling the same drive to do. And I think there's, who knows what the reasons are for that, but given my position as a physical education teacher, given my probably more important roles as a father and a husband, and just a human in society, right, I feel a responsibility to address it as quickly as I can. And what I'll kind of circle back to is this conversation that the late Chris Moore had with Mr. Julian Pinot. And if you don't know who Julian is, he is the founder and lead person of StrongFit, which is an educational organization, I would say, that focuses on movement, but movement in a way that it creates balance in the body. And there's a particular focus on the nervous system. And over the course of the past few years, his work has become some of the more influential work in my life and as relates to movement for me. But this conversation with he and Chris was describing how in previous years to that conversation, which I believe was 2016, when the conversation was recorded, that he had been feeling the desire to train, the desire to do, but the fire within had, he was struggling to keep lit, and he was struggling to keep lit for a variety of reasons, and I didn't know Chris personally, only had a couple exchanges via the interwebs, but from everyone I know who has known him, he's a good ass human. And it seems that a lot of Chris's particular issues around this stemmed from something physical, and maybe that's the case for me. But it's also possible that that feeling of a lack of fire within could stem from something mental or emotional, something that you're processing consciously or subconsciously, and that your processing of it has led you to a place of this feeling of exhaustion, etc., etc. Again, I'm wary of using the word depression, but something along those lines, where you just are, it's difficult to get out of bed, and some of the fire is not where it once was. Maybe I'm just getting old. I don't think so. I'm only turning 30 this year, which is kind of cool. This month, actually. Anyway, so I reflected on my own yesterday on the drive to work and recorded a little deal just thinking about it. And I think it's important that if I'm conscious of these feelings, that I take some actions to kind of not fix, but work toward things that support healing, things that support strength, things that support happiness. Because that's really all we can do, is we can try and improve the conditions for success. And so that's what I'm gonna try and do for myself. And I'm gonna kind of lay out some of what I'm thinking here. And I'm in some ways just spitting off the top of the head and heart, but I think that's a decent way to process, and gives a little bit of a raw kind of experience into my perspective. So, like I said, I have not been feeling well. That's kind of one of my homies is asking, how are you doing? And I kept saying, I'm doing great, but I'm not feeling so well, honestly. And I think one thing that led me to be, I mean, it just was very timely, I guess, is one of my friends and fellow person who appreciates Strong Fit, Andrew Callendish, and I'll try and link his stuff in the show notes, but he was a physical educator in England. He's from Sweden, and he is now a coach, and he also plays rugby at the international level. I don't know much about rugby, but I know there's 7 people on per side in the version of rugby that he plays, which I guess is not always the case. I gotta educate myself, but he's an amazing athlete, great coach, that sort of deal. Seeker, always pushing the envelope. He's also, a dad, which is important. A partner, which is important. And he, as I mentioned, he was an educator as well. And he, it's funny because I didn't turn on the social media until, I don't know what day it was. It was either yesterday morning, I think it was yesterday morning. That's what I think it was. And one of the first posts that popped up was a picture of Andrew. And he doesn't know that I'm saying this right now, but it's a public post, so I'm hoping this is okay. He posts a picture, and it's just a portrait of his face from shoulder up. And it says, strong. It's a black and white photo. It says strong, and then crossed out, it says and silent. And Andrew, this is not the first time Andrew's posted about this, but it's I'm thankful that he did. So Andrew goes to detail the statistics, which I cannot recall specifically, of depression and suicide among men in the United Kingdom, England, Britain, I don't know what the fuck to call it, but there, over the pond, on the other side of the pond. And I can only imagine that those numbers are very similar, if not larger, here in the United States as well, among men who commit suicide or have suicidal thoughts, etc., etc., for a variety of reasons. And I love this idea of strong and crossing out the and silent, because I think that men have a tendency to feel as though we have to be silent about our feelings. And I say this as a fairly emotional guy, right? Someone who in the private realm is fairly open about my emotions, but also sometimes struggles with them. And this is important, right? It's important that men are able to, and women, but men specifically, are able to feel comfortable speaking about and working on mental health. And whether I personally am struggling with anxiety or depression or some mix of those emotions and those feelings, and I'm not exactly sure. I'm not well versed in mental health, or as well versed as I could be. But for men and for humans, really, it's important to feel that you can speak on the issue without being labeled as this outcast, this person who's broken. Because if we are silent about it, if we do not talk, if we do not express how we are feeling, then the likelihood of those emotions, those feelings, those states overwhelming us and coming out in another way, or hopefully not, but potentially leading to suicide, are increases, right? If we don't address it, it will just linger and grow and fester. I was in a training the other day, and they were talking about shame, and I hadn't ever really thought about shame in some of these ways, but one of the videos that they showed us, a woman was saying that shame needs silence to grow, right? And I think the same could be true of like depression and anxiety. If we don't speak on it, we give it strength, and we give the struggle, we give it more power over us. And so what I'm attempting to do today is say that I'm not feeling well, and I don't know exactly what that is, and I am and beginning the process of seeking help in this, right, as relates to other processes of my life, but that there are also things that I can do, that I can control, that are free and available to me, that can potentially help support me in this time, right? And I think it's easy. Sorry. It's easy to, especially like as a teacher, to feel, you know, like, oh, I don't want to be, this idea of being selfish. But I think, and what I've realized over the last couple of years, is that being selfish is often one of the least selfish things we can do. And what I mean by that is in respecting ourselves and what we need and our own story, then we in turn give permission to other folks to express their story and speak their truth and to take care of themselves as well, which is important. And maybe most important for me is that I, when I go home every day, I have two beautiful sons, and I want them to see and experience that while their pops might struggle with some things, that he is also actively engaged in some things that will help him become a better person, a better dad, a better human, because for my children and my children's children, a better world is deserved. And so in order to help build that, I need to be in my best state possible. So, what's this going to look like? Yesterday, I began kind of thinking about this in that I've been trying to be more gentle with myself in that, like, not kicking myself if I haven't felt up to training. Not kicking myself if I didn't feel like loading up the barbell. If I didn't as consistently wake prior to 4 a.m., because I have not felt very good. And it's not necessarily a specific feeling, like congestion or something like that, just a general fog has, that's kind of what I've been feeling, right? And but also knowing that I need to take positive action to work through this time. You can honk all day, dude, but your blinker was not on. That there are a couple places that I can start that speak to me, and one that really speaks to me, and I think it's okay that it speaks to me, right? Because it's important that what we're doing speaks to us. Otherwise, the likelihood of us participating in it goes down even further, right? So what I mean by that is there's this really smart guy. His name's Carl Powley. He's a amazing coach, and he has a book that I bought in 2014, maybe even earlier than that, and I've yet to finish it. And so over the next couple months, I'm going to work my way through that and develop my practice around moving my body, moving just my body, not with weight necessarily, but my body. There's four movements that are highlighted in his book that kind of translate to some bigger things, but if we're going to talk about those bigger things, we got to talk about the specific things first. So the movements are a muscle up, a handstand push up, a Turkish get up. Now I'm forgetting the lower body movements. That's a bummer. But there's four movements, and two of them are significant upper body movements, and two of them are significant lower body movements. Bummed that I can't think of them right now. Nonetheless, I will continue. And so over the next couple weeks, or months, or maybe even a year, I'll be exploring those I'm trying to look up the movements. I'm being very safe right now. let's see. Okay, and that's just, that's one place, right? Because it's with the body, and so, I don't actually know. Oh, a pistol. There we go. So, a muscle up, a handstand push-up, a pistol, and one other one that I cannot recall. It's okay. And then the second thing, which is more important, not more important, but speaks to me even more, is the work that Julian's doing with StrongFit. Now, currently, I'm not in a financial place to really, really, really dive into his work. Wow, you can get off my ass anytime. Thanks. But what I really appreciate about his work is that for the most part, it's very open to the public. There's a lot of information that has been put out there for free about his work, which focuses a lot on principles and states of the human body, and which there's four, as he describes. There's flow, fight, fear, or no, sorry, flee, and freeze, right? And I think that's very important because it allows you to navigate your own path as makes sense for you. It also uses simple equipment, which I appreciate, and that kind of speaks to a lot of my philosophies on life. So there's that. And then to kind of continue the conversation around nature and spending time in nature, to over the next few months, years, lifetime, to increase my time and my family's time in nature. And so again, that's just really simple movements, kind of basic movements for humans that I'll be focusing on, both through kind of body weight stuff when I'm feeling up to that, and on days where I'm feeling a little bit more fight, through more strongman type stuff, as well as time spent outside. Those two things are physical actions that I'm taking to improve my mental and emotional state, because I think that there are things that will help support the environment for me to feel strong. Not strong and silent, that's not the goal. For me to feel strong, for me to feel capable in my own body, for me to feel like I can express myself through words, for me to build confidence in my own voice, in my own story, as I continue to take steps into this next chapter of life, this next season of life, as some of my friends would call it. So I know that this is probably just a random rant kind of deal from me, but it means something. I have probably been struggling longer than I know or knew, and this is my attempt to begin the process of really taking care of myself so that I can be strong, not only for myself, but for my children, for my partner, for my family, for my life. It's important. It's more important than I could probably express with words, and I am thankful for this opportunity to share these thoughts with you. And I think that this, and I'm thankful to Andrew and my friend Logan and Anthony and a bunch of people, and of course my wife and my family, for being very supportive as I struggle through these things, and as we all struggle with these things, and for folks who have been vulnerable, that, and in their vulnerability, kind of given me permission to be vulnerable and to work through this process myself. Thank you for listening, folks. This has been another episode of Fear Rock Gym and Coffee Shop. Have a great day.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.